Now, verses 15 and 17, I'm reading in my translation now, and this brings the chapter to an end. Therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple? And I know now good and well that it's not the church. The church is never identified with a temple. And we're told when we see at the end of this book, the church in heaven, in the New Jerusalem, there's no temple there. The church will never have a temple. There's going to be one here on the earth, but there's not one in heaven where the church is. So this couldn't be the church, you see. And he that sitteth on the throne shall spread his tabernacle or tent over them for protection, you see. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun strike upon them, nor any heat or scorching wind, that is. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne shall be their shepherd, and shall guide them into fountains of waters of life, and God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. Now, this company, they've had it. They've been through a great tribulation period. Most of them, I think, martyrs, lay down their lives for Christ, although we're not specifically told that, but they are presented to us as being before the throne of God in heaven. And the things that are mentioned now are things they endured. They're not going to hunger or thirst. They apparently did. They've been out in the burning heat of the sun. And they also have been thirsty for spiritual things, and they didn't have that, and they wept. Now God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And they've made it through the great tribulation because of the blood of the Lamb, this wonderful company that's presented to us here. You see, he has other sheep. He told his apostles, it's hard for them to get it. I have other sheep that you don't know anything about. They're not of this fold. He has other sheep. And he could say that to the church. I have other sheep that you don't know anything about. And here are some of the other sheep, by the way, that have been redeemed. But it's not the church. I trust we've made that clear.